The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And we have Carrie Holland in the studio today to talk all about the exciting things happening at Hancock Shaker Village. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank
happy
you for
New
having
Year.
Me.
We can still say Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Yep.
Whatever.
January.
All of January, I think we can.
For at least as long as you forget when you're writing down the date.
2025
or 26?
Yeah. 26.
All of that's fair game.
Yes. Agreed. Lots of cool things happening at the village. You had a great December, but the talk of the town and of the nation and of the world is this new movie that's out, and it was filmed at Hancock Shaker Village.
Yes. The Testament of Ann Lee. It's this very ambitious, epic film from the directorial team that produced The Brutalist, which, you know, won a bunch of awards last year. So Mona Fassfold is the writer and director, and Brady Corbett, her husband. So they were the Brutalist team, and their next project was this epic story of Ann Lee, the founder of Shakerism, who brought it to America. And it's a very much an untold story in the world, certainly, American history, certainly. I don't remember the segment in elementary school or middle school about, like, oh, here's the Ann Lee story.
Yeah.
And it's really remarkable what this woman did, the power of conviction and clarity of vision and the ability to be successful with what she wanted to do and the way that she saw the world and wanted to create these utopian ways of living in, like, a very novel way, and sometimes for that time very progressive, very extreme in some ways, where there's gender equality, there's racial equality, certain, you know, there's celibate group, and this very structured, disciplined way of life, but led with love. So it's a fascinating story, and I think it's central to our mission as a museum when we're trying to steward the story of the Shakers. And a lot of people think of Shaker design and the animals and the food and the furniture, which is all very much a part of the story. But at the beginning was Mother Ann Lee, this woman who had this vision and this experience and brought people to America to, create the Shaker religion and way of life that we know now.
Yeah. And Mother Ann Lee is played by this very famous actress, Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah.
And so you see this movie that was filmed at the Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, in Hancock, in the Berkshires. And here's Amanda Seyfried, like, oh, hello. We know who that's a famous person.
Exactly. And so, you know, it was December of 2023. Mona Fassfold reached out and got a hold of us at the village and said, I've got this idea for a film. And we said, okay, you know, come on up for a visit and let's talk. And she was explaining this, and you could tell how much passion she had. She had clearly done an exceptional amount of research. She knew the body of work. She knew her history, and she was so enthusiastic had such passion about this story. We said, this is very interesting. You're certainly demonstrating a lot of care for the story and for the history. So let's see. But at that point, you know, she's like, well, we're still putting together sort of like pitch reels and trailers to then fundraise. And so I said,
we've heard those words before.
we'll be helpful, but I'm not going to get my hopes up. And I'll have maintained, you know, appropriate expectations because it might not come to be. I mean, quite frankly, it's a harsh story. So, and she was, at that point, she was still talking about this as a musical. We're like, wow, a musical about Mother Ann Lee. Her story is harsh and traumatizing and hard. And wow. She was beaten and jailed.
A tragedy. And, that is a tragedy.
Yes. Like, this is
Shakespearean
not,
almost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a show tunes kind of story. And, but still just so intrigued with Mona's vision and the way she was talking about it. So we will be helpful however we can, because this is sounds like an amazing vision that you have for this story. And so they brought a crew in January of 2024. They said we're going to shoot some initial shots, and we really feel strongly that we want to do it at a Shaker site and we want to do it at Hancock. So, well, great. You know, our property is closed. We'll try to work with you as best you can. It's tricky to film in historic buildings, especially in the winter. But we will work with you to help you do this in a responsible way. And we're happy to host. So that's when Amanda Seyfried came. They brought some other actors. They flew in costume from London. They had this huge production team, and they were shooting all different spots. Interiors, exteriors. They were looking for a winter scene. It snowed on Saturday night. Like, everything kind of came together. And that was the first time we got to see some of the sound and the movement kind of come together in scenes that made the film. So the Roundstone Barn scene when they're singing and doing the choreography. Some of the shots that are sort of on, like, background while they're telling stories. Amanda Seyfried in a window in the brick dwelling, you know, a lot of those shots made the final cut.
That's cool.
And we could just see all this come together over a very short period of time, this 48 hours. And we said, oh my gosh, I hope this pans out, because to just see these snippets mm-hmm. in a 3-minute trailer, I can't wait to see the whole film.
Yeah.
So, like, do whatever you can to do to get this fundraising. You're like, good luck. And, let us know how else we can be helpful. So they came back a few more times over the course of 2024, sort of culminating in a big week-long shoot where we had extras from our team and from the community. And they shot in all of these different buildings and wanted to be very quick with, you know, keeping their schedule tight to get all these different shots. They did a lot of research with some of our documents in our library and some of the iconography that we have in our collection. And so it was just so fascinating to see this all come together. And it was, they've told the story in such a compelling, beautiful way that I think will really help us as a museum
absolutely.
You know, carry
this
out our mission.
Amazing public relations for Hancock Shaker Village.
Yes, because Mother Ann's story is hard. And it's hard for us even to share it, because there's not a lot of imagery from that time, too. And, you know, pictures and images always help. And so we do our best through interpretation and signage and lectures and narrative boards and different imagery that we can use. But this, the way the film lays out the story, is so powerful.
Yeah.
And so we're just so grateful that Mona took such interest in the story and then took such care telling it, too. And that's, Amanda's performance is amazing.
Yes, amazing. That's awesome. Awesome. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR in Lee 88.1. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Carrie Holland here from Hancock Shaker Village talking all about this cool new movie called The Testament of Ann Lee, filmed partially at Hancock Shaker Village throughout the year, several months in 2024, and it is now out nationwide. Let's talk about when people here can see it.
Yes. So we've been able to work with Searchlight. Searchlight Productions purchased the film for distribution, and they've been doing some pop-up screenings throughout the country. So we were able to host a couple of private screenings, one recently at the Beacon Cinema. It was so exciting to, we had a little step and repeat and, you know, to see The Testament of Ann Lee on the rolling board. And so we were able to do a little screening last week. And there's a lot of demand, a lot of excitement to see the film. So we are working with the Triplex Cinema down in Great Barrington. When the film opens on January 23rd nationwide, we'll do a screening there on opening night. They'll carry the film for a couple of weeks. And again, with Beacon Cinema, right in downtown Pittsfield, they'll be carrying the film on the 23rd, and we'll look forward to doing some pop-ups with them again. And it's, you know, it's so fun to see images of Hancock Shaker Village on the big screen. It's a bit of a thrill for me and our colleagues.
Yeah, it's very cool. And for anyone that lives in the Berkshires, it's just, it's awesome to shine a light on the Berkshires in any way that we can. And this actually shows the beauty of Hancock Shaker Village through quite a horrific story. I mean, maybe horrific is not the right word, but it's not all happy and jolly, this story. It's, I've seen the trailer, and Amanda's face, that one picture of her with her face and your woo.
Yeah. So that's actually, I mean, it's that's how I met her for the first time. So one of the first scenes that they shot, it was an outdoor scene, and it was a time when they were in America, and they had been attacked by a local community who had seen the Shakers as, you know, witches, and a lot of suspicion, and this is bad. We need to stop this. You can't be in our area. You're going to poison the mines, sort of like that kind of witch hunt attitude. And they were beaten and jailed, and this happened in a few communities throughout New England when they were kind of on their tour, spreading their message. And so they, Mona had a very clear vision. She needed a wagon. They had this crazy setup with this super expensive rig, to film. She had a very clear vision. She wanted winter wagon, a pathway that they could do some aerial and, side by side. And that was one of the first scenes that they shot. And I, you know, we're just checking in. We're trying to keep a low profile, just let them do their thing. And we're checking in the Discovery Barn, of all places.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is like our kid's zone.
That's the little kid, the friendly kid thing where you can pretend to milk a cow.
Exactly.
And yeah. Oh, gosh.
And they say, Carrie, why don't you go meet Amanda Seyfried? I'd love to. And she turns around and she's got this full face of makeup with, as if she's just been attacked and beaten by this angry mob. And I was like, hello.
Are you okay?
And she's so beautiful, and like, wow, it was not what I was expecting when she turned around. But we had a good laugh about that. But the story is true. And I think we've heard some feedback and listening to, you know, folks in the crowd at various screenings and questions. I said, well, did that happen? I said, yeah, it was. Yeah, it's all there is. A lot of historic reality in this film, a lot of direct narrative pulled from manuscripts and historic documents. It happened.
Wow.
And even more so, you know, this is just showing bits and pieces. Her story is hard. It's hard. But the way that Mona did this is in such like an aesthetically beautiful, moving way. It creates a great dichotomy that I think I am so impressed with her artistry.
And you want people to know about this. This is a true story. I love one of the descriptions. Spanning 18th century England and America, visionary spiritual leader Anne Lee rises from obscurity to forge the radical religious movement that will become the Shakers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the story. And I don't think that, I mean, I did not know that, but I am not as into history as many people are. But I think there are a lot of people in the Berkshires that didn't know the true grit of this. I mean, it is a hard, that's what we keep saying. It is a hard story. And so thank you to this like award-winning writer and director for doing it instead of, you know, us.
I know.
Trying to just get up in front of a crowd and say, blah, 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 this is what happened.
Yeah.
This just shows it.
It does it so, it tells the story so powerfully, and you really feel it. And after we did one of the local screenings at the Beacon last week, I'm still getting texts from folks in the audience like, wow, I'm still thinking about it. That was like a lot to unpack. Like, I've got a text chain with my friends. So I think it's very thought-provoking. and it's real history, and I think that's important to know, and it just brings more depth to this area that we all love and the Berkshires, and there's a lot of stories throughout all sorts of, you know, all the various eras and levels of history, and the Shakers have a very interesting, wide-spanning history themselves, particular on the site of at Hancock.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah. And it's still there. I mean, so kudos to you and your predecessors for keeping it alive and well, that Hancock Shaker Village, because it's one of the most beautiful sites in the Berkshires.
And Jen, you know what? Speaking of milestones and history and people like doing big, bold things to protect this, steward this history of the Berkshires, this year, 2026, is the 200th year birthday of the Roundstone Barn.
Oh, yes. Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, and we're going to have some birthday parties, you know, for our big iconic building. But I think that building, you know, talking about the predecessors and everyone who's cared for the site, that's the story of that building too, just kind of encapsulates it. Amy Bess Miller, Faith Andrews, you know, taking it down brick by brick to rebuild it and shore up its infrastructure. You know, we'll share a little bit about that throughout the season too, but it's incredible, you know, when people care about a story, a place, objects, these things that are part of our cultural heritage, and then work so hard to protect it, and it compounds, you know, it builds upon one another. And we've got this site that so many people have poured their lives into, and then we've got these storytellers who pour themselves into these bits of art, and it all kind of comes together to help celebrate these interesting bits of our history as Americans and Berkshire residents alike.
It's very cool. And people all over the world will see Hancock Shaker Village.
Yeah. Yeah. Premiered this movie. This film premiered at Venice Film Festival. I'm like, what? That is so cool.
Too bad you couldn't have gone to that. You know, you should have found your way.
I know. That would have been like a nice, like end of August. Like, perfect time.
I'm sorry. I got to go to a premiere. Excuse me. I'll be back.
Oh, man. And they received a 15-minute standing ovation in Venice of, like, you know, with shots of our beautiful little Hancock Shaker Village. Just people clapping and clapping and clapping.
That's amazing. That's a great, great, great story. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. We have Carrie Holland here talking all about Hancock Shaker Village. Specifically, we've been just shouting from the rooftops how cool it is that many parts of the film The Testament of Anne Lee were filmed right here in the Berkshires at Hancock Shaker Village. And you can see the movie starting on January 23rd. The Beacon and the Triplex will both be showing that movie.
Yes.
Because there are people that are like, is it coming? Is it coming? And so, yes, it is.
Yes. And I think we'll do some fun events over the summer as well, when our season opens, to kind of do some, you know, behind the scenes. This is where they shot this scene, and these are the different places that you'll recognize. But I'm so happy to have everybody be able to see it in the Berkshires on the big screen, because it's a film also to experience in, like, big scale. Because the sound, the movement, they shot it in 70 millimeter also, which is, like, you know, just brings more depth, I think, to what you're seeing on the screen. So, yeah, for January 23rd, for a couple of weeks, you'll be able to see it at the Beacon and Triplex.
Oh, that's so exciting. And we've been talking about the Roundstone Barn, because that's one of the iconic pieces of Hancock Shaker Village. And you hosted the Berkshire Museum's Festival of Trees. That was so sweet there. Oh, how did it go?
I loved it. It was like such a lovely festival, a beautiful partnership. We loved working with Berkshire Museum. We're going to continue to do some more things together. They'll be out for the Big Chill event for 10 by 10. You know, I think Festival of Trees, I remember going as a kid. So it's just this iconic Berkshire's holiday festival. And I think people were, it was fun, you know, it was a fun change of pace to see it in a different setting. And the barn, I was a little worried that, because the barn's so big, I was worried how it was going to fill the space. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect. It was perfect. It was so full, the lights, the colors, you know, the way you could circulate through the trees, and then you could still smell the farm, and you could hear the sheep.
You could see the animals if you wanted to peek in.
Yeah, and it was just, like, very peaceful, and I loved it. And it was a delight to work with the Berkshire Museum. You know, we're both going through a tricky construction period right now. Their site, of course, is, you know, deep in it, and they can't open. Ours is kind of segmented to one section. So it was the perfect opportunity for us both to kind of use what we had available to do a really awesome public program. And we had great visitation. And I think it was just lovely.
And the participants went with the theme. You know, sometimes they ignore the theme, the tree builders, the tree makers, but almost every tree was in the wild, was a barn theme. It was very cool.
It was great. And I loved how everyone kind of put their own spin on it, too. You know, like Barrington Stage did their tree was Into the Wild, which was a production that they did a little while ago. Some people went with the farm theme. Some folks, you know, like Classical Tents did a picnic in the wild. So everyone kind of like very much interpreted the theme, but for their own way. And it was fun to see all the creativity. And we had a bunch of school trees too, which is always cute to see. All the kids are so proud to like show their grandparents, show their parents, show their friends, like their tree that's up in the museum. So it's fun.
Very, very cool. It was a good holiday event. And now you're switching gears, and the 10 by 10 is happening in February. The whole festival is February 12th through the 22nd, and you're doing the Big Chill.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll be doing the Big Chill on February 14th. And 15th, that first weekend. And so you can come see the animals. We have a wood carver, which will be so fun.
Oh, I love that.
Well, there's a guy who, his name is Dennis, and he's like the New England ice master. He knows all of this deep, deep history about New England ice. Largely... niche.
Wow, that is very niche.
Niche, but fascinating. So he talks all about like ice harvesting and the various preservation techniques. And it was a huge, huge industry.
Wow.
And there's some fascinating stories surrounding that. So Dennis will be visiting us and sharing us some history of ice. And we had there's an ice house at Hancock Shaker Village. So, you know, that scene from Frozen, the Disney film?
Yes.
When they're, like, chopping the ice with those giant saws and, like, grabbing them and moving them onto the sleighs. We have all of that equipment in our collection because they used to do that in the quarry. And so he'll be stationed up at the ice house talking about, you know, what are these implements? How did they use them? They were used here. There's some cool old photos. And then the blacksmith will be here. We're working on some pancake breakfasts. You know, I think it'll just be a really fun, all things winter and ice and kind of celebrate the cold season.
Yeah.
And it's a fun way to, you know, see the village in a different season. And there's also maple tapping.
Oh, maple tapping.
Yes, so there's something sweet.
That is the Big Chill, which is a part of the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival that is run out of our office and co-produced with Barrington Stage Company, who does the 10 by 10 New Play Festival, of course. We will probably have a whole episode of this show dedicated to that coming up in early February. But we do have some events starting on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com, for all the information about the 10 by 10 festival, including the Big Chill, which is February 14th and 15th at Hancock Shaker Village.
Yeah.
And then you go right into baby animals.
Yes. So this is also an opportunity to see, you know, like send some good vibes to all the baby mamas.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, what kind of babies are you going to bring us for baby animals?
Exactly.
Give them a little.
That's right.
Yeah,
the sows are, you know, they're doing their thing, and all the sheep are, there's a couple that are looking a little rounder now.
Maybe you could play a little love music, little Barry White in the background and you're there.
I have a hilarious photo. I'll probably save it for Valentine's Day to post. It's the our boar and our sow. They're like snuggly. I'm like, oh, look at that. Look adorable.
Yeah, how cute is that? So that's coming up in April at Hancock Shaker Village, Baby Animals. It'll be here before we know it. But in the meantime, you referenced it quickly that you are redoing the village, the visitor center. And how's that going?
It is right on track. I'm so excited. We're working with a local company, Allegroni. They are taking our architect's design and many, many years of thought and fundraising and designs, and like this is a long time coming.
It's a long time coming.
And it's so exciting. I just did a walkthrough the other day, and I can see the framing is starting to happen. So you can see the outline of the new rooms and the framing where the giant windows are going to go. And I'm so excited. And they've been a huge, like a wonderful partner to us. Couldn't have done it without them, literally, but figuratively also. They've been a tremendous partner for us. And we can't wait to show it. We're on track, on schedule. Summer 2026. We'll probably open softly in July just to work out the kinks. But we're really looking forward to a grand opening weekend of July 31st. August 1st, August 2nd. And we've got some very exciting concepts that we're working on. So I can't talk too many details about that right now. But there'll be a big, community celebration.
A big fete. Celebration,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, lots of things happening at Hancock Shaker Village. We just have a few minutes left here on the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. Carrie Holland from Hancock Shaker Village is here. We're talking all about the movie that is being released nationwide January 23rd, The Testament of Anne Lee, which is, of course, the story of Anne Lee. And some parts of it were filmed at Hancock Shaker Village throughout several months in 2024. Big stars, big writer directors, they were, all here in the Berkshires just hanging out at Hancock Shaker Village.
Just chilling. And I'm a little embarrassed to say, I'm not like a big movie film person. So I didn't know half of these people either. It was kind of hilarious. We kind of laugh about that a little bit. We just kept it very real and let them do their thing. And the more we found out about them, we're like, quite accomplished.
Yeah, I probably should have known that person.
That's great. But it was just such a comfortable, lovely time. And it was very Berkshires. They were tromping through the mud and then, take your boots off and then do your scene. And I just give so much credit to the discipline and attention and professionalism that these filmmakers, both behind the screen and off the screen, brought to the shoot. I've never, seen that kind of look from behind the scenes, and the way they snap in and out of character and, pay such close detail to every little thing in the background. Shot after shot after shot. Amanda Seyfried must have done that scream in the Roundstone Barn like dozens and dozens of times, and they just like work through it. And I'm just so impressed with the way that they bring such care and attention to their craft. Yeah, it's impressive.
It was very impressive.
And it resulted in a spectacular product.
And you can see this movie, The Testament of Anne Lee, in the Berkshires at the Beacon starting January 23rd and at the Triplex starting January 23rd. Look on both of their websites to get tickets as the time approaches. And there will be pop-ups throughout that time with Hancock Shaker Village. Yeah. And lots of action happening this summer with the movie. I mean, this movie is... it's part of your history now.
It is.
It's a legacy.
It's such a gift for us to be able to point people towards like, okay, you want to learn more? It's a great resource. Sure, there are some little bits and pieces, like Mother Anne Lee would not have been able to have been in the brick dwelling because it was built in 1830 and she died before that. Sure, there's like small nitpicky details like that, of course.
But it's Hollywood. It's with the movies.
Absolutely. There's a small artistic liberty here and there. But the core of the story is real. And she, Mona, just poured through all these historic documents. There are word-for-word elements taken. And so it's just a tremendous resource for us. And it's a fascinating watch. I'm really interested. We have a few friends, you know, who are out on the West Coast and down South who are not as familiar with the Shakers. So, you know, Sam and I grew up in the Berkshires where it's part of, you know, we just know it. We just know the history. We're familiar with
it. Interesting to hear their take
on it. Exactly. So I'm so curious to like, hey, go see the film. Yeah. Let me know, like, what are your feelings? Like, what did you, how did you experience this story? Because we take it for granted a little bit.
Yeah.
Not all the deep history. I learned a lot since being at Hancock Shaker Village. But I'm so curious to hear what other people who have no frame of reference
yes,
for this.
Absolutely.
And we had one experience at the Woodstock Film Festival. That's the first time we got to see it back in the fall. They screened it over in New York. And we were sitting and just kind of like taking it all in. We're like, whew, wow, that's a lot. Amazing. And the people directly behind us, we could kind of hear them talking. They're like, do you think that was a real story? And you hear them having this discovery in real time. And they said, well, you know, I know this is the directorial team that did The Brutalist. Mm-hmm. And that was presented as a real story, but it was a fictional story. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's the same in this case. And so somebody pulls up their phone and they're doing the Wikipedia and they're like doing all the research. So, oh, no, this is a real story. Oh, wow. Mother Ann Lee. She's a real historic figure. Oh, these are like the Shaker. This is like the Shakers,
oh,
like the Shaker
cool
Village, Oval Box. And we were we stayed silent. We're like, just listen. And you could hear this discovery of, you know, people being so curious about it and finding that for themselves and like kind of going on their own little journey.
All right, we're out of time. So good to talk to Carrie Holland with Hancock Shaker Village, all about the movie and more. All of the information about events in Pittsfield are on lovepittsfield.com. Have a good week, everyone. Thank you.